Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. So here it is, real quick. Someone just asked me a question about SB 2006. And folks, let me just say it this way. I responded, and I'm going to tell you how I responded, okay? But I want to say this, if you're caught up into the candidates that the mainstream media, that you say that you don't trust or believe, and rightfully so, put that up against Proverbs 19:9, and consider the source, John 8:44. But if you're caught up into the candidates that are hand-delivered to you by the mainstream media, again, that you do not believe, I have no respect for you. Zero. And it's amazing to me how many people are still trying to justify Donald Trump. Mr. Vaccine, the guy that does the opposite of what he said he was going to do. You're dealing with what you're dealing with today because Donald Trump is the one that started it. Ron DeSantis, the same scenario. Any one of the individuals that are given over to you by the mainstream media and you're caught up into that same mess trying to justify the unjustifiable, you deserve exactly what you're going to get. I continuously reiterate on this show the over 900 to 1,000 other presidential candidates running for office that you're completely, I'm not hearing a peep from because they're being illegally censored by big tech and the Mockingbird CIA-controlled media. You need to ask yourself the question, why are they being ignored? Why are they being suppressed? Why am I not hearing from them? Because they're not going along with the establishment. Just like you, concerning how I'm responding back to you online, so many different people, trying to justify now going over to Ron DeSantis, trying to justify this guy. You can't justify him. And why are you trying to justify him? Because you're insane. The definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and over and over again. And you keep getting the same results, and you're trying to figure out why you're still getting the same results. It's because you're doing the same things. Let me say it again. There's over 1,000 other presidential candidates, and you're caught up trying to justify your little buddy right now, Ron DeSantis, who sold you down the river time and time again. So, somebody asked me the question, can you please clarify about DeSantis and SB 2006? Unless I have the wrong bill, this seems to say the opposite of what you claimed the bill did. Yeah, you know me. Now, I think you're backwards. That's what reprobate means. You're backwards. You seen and you heard what you wanted to see and what you wanted to hear. Why? Because you have eyes to see and you don't have ears to hear. I'm sorry, you have eyes but you don't see and you have ears but you don't hear. Jeremiah 5:21. Let me clarify so you understand what Ron DeSantis did. And by the way, also keep in mind, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in this mix as well. The media is trying to sell you as if they're somehow or another the good guys by putting them up as individuals that are fighting the current administration. Give me a break. Okay, so let's go to Ron DeSantis, and Greg Abbott's name will come up here and there. Health Impact News recently exposed the both of them for who they were. Governors of the largest Republican states unconstitutional in the U.S. have recently taken political action to restrict or prohibit vaccine passports, okay? So pay attention to what they're doing over here. Vaccine passports, they're stopping all that unconstitutional garbage being implemented on you by that of administrative law, which undermines the Constitution. Oh, they got to be good guys. As a means of discriminating against private citizens who chose not to get one of the COVID-19 bioweapon shots, does this mean that Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are against the bioweapon shots that have killed tens of thousands of people? This is a couple years ago, by the way, and are now being injected into the children. Keep in mind, I played the video on Saturday of DeSantis promoting the shot, giving you information that was completely backwards and opposite of the truth, saying that 95% of the people that are sick today haven't had the shot. No, I don't know anybody that's regretted the fact that they have not taken a shot. Period. And neither did they get sick, neither have they gotten sick, and one thing's for sure, they're still here today to talk about it. And there's no side effects of a shot that the Lord told us not to take in the first place, Leviticus 17:11, Deuteronomy 19:19. So let me go on. Does this mean that Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are against the bioweapon shots? Hardly. In fact, both these two governors and all governors in the United States right now, regardless of political affiliation, are accomplices to mass murder. Unless I missed some news somewhere, once the FDA and CDC allowed emergency use, that's always the voice of a tyrant, authorization to start injecting these bioweapons COVID-19 shots into children. By the way, this was put on the fast track by Donald Trump threatening the FDA overseer to go ahead and approve the shot or else he was going to lose his job. I played that video for you on Saturday, okay? Colleen McBrain, writing for the News War, reports, listen carefully, in overlooked section, Florida Senate Bill 2006, put into law, it's not law, by the state legislator and governor Ron DeSantis on May 3rd, 2021, allows government officials to forcibly vaccinate citizens. Did you hear that? I didn't hear anything backwards about that. Ironically, the bill was widely supported as it was allegedly intended to ban vaccine passports in Florida. In Florida, your personal choice regarding vaccinations will be protected and no business or government entity will be able to deny you service based on your decision. This is what DeSantis told Floridians. Okay. Now, while the legislators prohibit private businesses, government entities from asking for proof of a COVID vaccine or vaccination, it also allows the state to vaccinate citizens by any means necessary. So is Donald Trump, and I'm sorry, not Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is definitely not at war with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden's pushing forward, again, on the fast track, exactly what Donald Trump started. So what's the difference? There isn't any. But the American people, desensitized and ignorant though they are, they can't see this for what it is. Okay? What we see here is them pushing forth an unlawful agenda. They're not at war with each other. They're in it together. And the bottom line is, friends, is every, including Kristi Noem from South Dakota, as you've seen the video on Saturday, if you haven't watched the show, you see them all promoting the shot together. Every single one of them. So when you go to Bill 2006, what you're going to find is that the governor, Ron DeSantis, on May 3rd, 2021, allowed government officials to forcibly vaccinate citizens, and even going so far is to quarantine them at their will. I can't find that in the Constitution.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You know what's so foreign to the American people is that when you tell the truth and shame the devil, they think that you're going off on them, as if to suggest that the truth hates, or you hate, therefore you tell the people the truth. No, love does that. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. Hey, folks, we're telling the truth on this show. Reproving darkness, Ephesians 5:11, okay? And we're shaming the devil for his untruths. Take it how you will. But here's the deal. Spurgeon was right, the Prince of Preachers, back in the 1700s. He said this, and we're to follow in their footsteps as they follow the Christ, Hebrews 13:7. He said, preach in such a fashion, reformer of the 1500s. He's the guy that said, preach in such a way that men either hate their sin or they hate you. There's so many people that lack discernment that they really, truly don't know the difference. I mean, here's the deal. If I preached, if Jesus preached today the way that men allegedly preach, their hirelings is what they are, John 10:12, they would never repent and Christ would have never been crucified. This is how foreign the American people are to the Holy Ghost. What does the Holy Ghost do? John 16, starting in verse 8. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He never comforts a man in known sin. Oh, but he's the comforter. Yes, to people that are in Christ. Right? But what does he do before he brings them and places Christ in the center of all that, and they're in the center of all of him? And that's how it is. All things are from him, through him, and to him. Okay? But before he does that, he convicts, he brings godly repentance. And when you see the fruit of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, you see exactly a preacher's job, a minister of the flame of fire, Hebrews 1:7, is to what? We are to take vengeance on that which crucified the Christ. And it might not always sound nice to people that don't have the Spirit of Christ, to those that haven't repented. But if you're on the side of truth, you hear, you have ears to hear. Remember, Jesus said in John 15, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." If the world hates you for telling the truth because you're loving on them, know that it hated me before it hated them. Also read John 7:7. But we're talking about Jesus that, to the American mind in the American apostate church today, they have a visual of him as an effeminate shepherd walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the back, telling the world everything is okay. That is not the message, and that is not Jesus. The Bible says that he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Okay? It also tells us, friends, that the message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So again, however that comes towards you, at least have a little discernment and understanding that we're not going after anybody. And if we are, we're loving on them with the truth. And if they take that the wrong way, that's on them, not on me. Because I cannot force repentance. The only thing I can do is be a faithful witness in preaching the word of God. But it's the way that you say it. Really here, listen to this really careful. This is in Luke chapter 3. And this is the greatest prophet born of women, John the Baptist. Okay. This is the one that was reproving King Herod for all of his evils, and because of it, he lost his head. Literally. But he was promoted. Little did they know. Isn't he the one that said in Luke 3:8? I'm sorry. Isn't this what John the Baptist said in Luke 3:8? Forgive me. Bring therefore fruits worthy of repentance. But what did he say to bring about those fruits of repentance? The first thing he said in verse 7 is, and he said to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O you generation of what? Vipers. He called them a bunch of snakes. Then he said, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? In other words, he was saying, nobody loved enough to preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody warned you to flee from the wrath to come, yet the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. What are you listening to, people? Sincerely. Are you telling me the greatest prophet born of women was not born of the Spirit of God and he didn't understand the function of the Holy Ghost who brings about godly repentance? Well, I'm again here to tell you that you're out of your mind. Now, again, I understand people have softened down Christ to an effeminate pansy that does not scripturally exist. The Bible says that he speaks boldly, that means forward to danger, and not as the scribes. And if you remember right, all of his apostles were asked by him, saying, who do men say that I am, asketh Christ. And what did they say? Some say you're Elijah, 1 Kings 18. Some say you're Jeremiah, the prophet that was sent to what? The king's gate and the church's gate. To what? Rebuke them for where they have brought the country in rebellion towards God. Some say that you're one of the prophets. Some say you're John the Baptist risen from the dead. That is power. And by the way, the church is called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And if not, it's because you're still dead in your sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15. Well, let's go over to Jesus. Remember the Son of God incarnate in the flesh over 2,000 years ago? Remember he was so angry that he went inside the temple and overthrew the tables? The Bible also says that he had a whip in his hand. And he said, you've made my father's house a den of thieves. Was there a nice way to say that? To appease rebellious men? Absolutely not. Here, what did Jesus say to the religious hypocrites in Matthew 23? Oh my goodness, the whole chapter. He is woeing them. He is cursing them. Because they have refused to acknowledge the truth of the matter by bringing forth godly repentance. Remember, it tells us in 1 Corinthians that unto the Jews, Christ crucified was a stumbling block. And why was that? Because of their pride, because of their self-righteousness. Okay? They wanted to stand in their own righteousness. And the fact of the matter is, folks, they all the well knew who he was. Because all the prophets foretold his coming, and that was him. And they knew it was him. Okay? But listen to this. In Matthew 23, what did Jesus say to all of those religious people? Did he go in there and love on them and pat them on the back and tell them everything was okay? Don't worry about it. The grace of God is here to go ahead and cover a multitude of your sins that you failed to repent of. Is that what Jesus said? Absolutely not. He said, if you continue in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. My goodness, people. What Bible aren't you reading? There's so much dust on some of your Bibles, friends, that you could write the word damnation in it. Or right on the top of it. And that's on you, not on the Lord. God has done His part, now do yours. And if you don't blame Him. Because He's already done His part. Matthew 23, listen to this. What did Jesus say to the unrepentant hypocrites in the church? You snakes. You serpents. You generation of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell? He also said in verse 37, he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem," and let me say it this way, "Oh, America, America, thou that killest the prophets and stone them that are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, but you would not." Hey, folks, remember this. The people that are in hell, the Lord didn't reject them. They rejected the Lord and His mercy. Why? Because they went on in their own self-righteousness. They went on in their sin, and pay attention to this while I bring this to a consummation before the end of this segment. How many times did the Lord ask, can you hear what I'm saying? What does the law say? How many times did He say, to he who has ears, let him hear? How many times did He say, to he who has eyes, let him see? Notice how He answered the question, or asked with the question. And that's called no gainsaying, friends, because people would always try to catch Him in His words, and He would ask them a question, and that would be all it. All over with, right? All over with, right there on the spot. But let me ask you the question. How many times did the Lord ask that? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you don't have ears to hear, you better get right with the Lord until you do. Because until the Word is in your heart by the power of the Holy Ghost who regenerates you and renews you, Titus 3:5, all goes for naught. You must be born again. And if not, again, I want to say this. Your blood is off my hand. You can tell the Lord all day long on Judgment Day how harsh Bradley Dean was in loving on you. But rest assured, when you look at the Bible, friends, it's the same Spirit that we have that Christ had. Okay, and has. Why? Because He's alive forevermore, and He sits at the right hand of my Heavenly Father even now, and He has not changed. And the Bible is not going to change to fit the present age. The present age is going to fit to the Bible. And if not, we're going to learn the hard way just like Sodom and Gomorrah did. Okay? It's just that simple. America, America, you who have been exalted to heaven will surely be brought down to hell. Who did that? It wasn't the Lord. It's the people that rejected the Lord. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're going to get back on track. 1-866-582-9933.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Get ready now for Idalia. That's the message to Floridians from the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to start to deteriorate on Tuesday. Get your hurricane supplies ready.
National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan says the Big Bend region could see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Two people were killed when a rescue helicopter crashed into an apartment complex in Florida Monday morning. Three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office Fire Rescue Helicopter when it went down in Pompano Beach, north of Fort Lauderdale. Several people were taken to the hospital. Missouri's ban on transgender health care for minors takes effect today. A St. Louis circuit judge recently denied a request for a preliminary injunction, meaning that the ban could become law. It prevents transgender minors from accessing hormone therapies, puberty blockers, and transition surgeries. It also prevents the state's Medicaid program from paying for such procedures. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just letting you guys know, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. We're on day 4 or 5 right now, and we got some new products out there for you. There's a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there's also a time to fight, and that time has now come. That is Peter Muhlenberg. That was one of our forefathers, one of the Black Robe Regiment, and these are going really well at the Minnesota State Fair as well. Got a brand new book that just came in last week. This one's going very well as well. Also wanted to let everybody know out there too, all of my friends that are supporters, thank you for keeping us out there. Those that are sons and or daughters of Liberty, thank you for keeping us out there, because you are keeping us out there. As you know, we're at the Minnesota State Fair from today until I gotta go over there, forgive me, my goodness folks, I mean literally we are doing 15 things at the same time. I'm on my second book, trying to get the second book printed right now. In the meantime, we're at the State Fair going back and forth 12 hours a day. 12 days in a row. P.S., thank you for the volunteers that have come out and helped us. That's very important. One of the things that I never shared with anybody, and I don't know that I should. I thought about it earlier, but I'll go ahead and share with you again. This ministry is not a begging ministry. We've never been a begging ministry. We've always thought it was the right thing to do, to go out and about in producing, you know, what men in the natural would say, if you don't work, you don't eat. We wanted to always do the works for the very purpose that Christ might be glorified, John 15:8. James 2:14-26. With that said, we always have been working for what we have, And sometimes it's been to the point where out of the 365 high schools that we've done in 25 states, 98% of them, we had to raise the money to do them because of all the federal cuts, because they don't want their kids, they don't want them educated, they want them indoctrinated. Well, it's the same thing for the Minnesota State Fair. We're out there for 12 hours a day, 12 days in a row. If we were to do it, folks, we would not even break even. We're out there to make the opportunity worth it, and that's what we're doing, is we're taking that opportunity and we're making it worth it by reaching out to the 2 to 3 million people that go through the state fair in the state of Minnesota every year. Sometimes it gets to the point where, and this has happened 3 times now, where Stephanie at the end of the state fair ends up in the hospital. So I don't ever want anybody thinking that we're not doing what we say we're doing. We don't take the hat off part-time. We're part-time Christians here, and then we're somebody else later on that night or later on that day. That's not what happens. That's not who we are. We are sold to the very Lord that we profess and preach on a 24/7 basis. And, again, I just want to let you guys know that we are out there, and we thank the volunteers, because if we didn't have the volunteers, one of us would be out there working it to the bone to make it through to the next date that we have. And we have several coming up. Minnesota State Fair, August 24th to September 4th, 9 to 9. We're on the bottom floor, east end of the grandstand. Also wanted to let you know that we're going to be in Minnesota. You can check out the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But this will be on Monday, September 11th. That will be in Minnesota. We're also going to be in Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 14th, 15th, and 16th at Fire and Water International Church. We also have another date coming in on Arizona as well. And then I'll also be one of the main speakers, thanks to my friends from Michigan, Bill Moore. We just got picked up on that one last week. We'll be there with General Michael Flynn. But that will be the Constitutional Convention in St. Louis. That will be at the airport there on October 21st, 2023. In the meantime, before we get going again, hopefully we're going to have 3 books under our belt, as well as being out there in the process, doing radio in the process, raising a family in the process, and doing what we're called to do without any excuses. As a matter of fact, somebody said to me just a little bit ago, I'm being candid with you, that's all I can be, and I don't think that we should hide anything from the people in any sense of the word. Jesus did everything in the light, and that's exactly what we do here. But somebody said to me, just remember, God will give you only what you could handle. And I responded with trying to make up for what other people leave off. And that's the fact of the matter and the truth of the matter. I want the strength to do what others leave off, because I want to see him glorified in this earth as it is in heaven, period. If it isn't true, then don't take heed to the ministry, because the Lord's not going to bear witness to the lies. And hopefully we're walking in that by his grace continuously, and we're going to continuously do that. So, again, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new book available for you. People always write back and say, Bradley, it was easy to understand. I had one guy last week say to me, I couldn't make this up, he said, Bradley, he goes, you use so much word. Well, hello. Of course I use a lot of word. Why wouldn't I use a lot of word? It's not my message. The only thing I can do is write off of my testimony in Christ. Paul said, I dare not speak those things that Christ has not wrought through me. So therefore, I'm only writing what I know to write. And I'm going back to the old past, and I'm bringing, what do I want to say here? The experience that the church needs to understand concerning the power that's available to the church, because we're to overcome, we are not to succumb. And I'm telling you what, that's what's in this book. And it tells you black and white just exactly what you need to hear. So, anyways, let's get back. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was thinking about this before the show, and I didn't know why, but now I do understand why. And again, here's the Holy Ghost at work. Folks, one of the things that we do here is we go back to the facts. We go back to testimony. It tells us in Isaiah 8:20, it says that they speak not according to the law of God, moral law, to the law and the prophets, and to the testimony, what Christ has wrought through us. The Bible says it's because there's no light in them. There's no light in them. Okay? That's simple. And so, therefore, what we want to do is when we hold to that, we hold to our testimony. And as I said earlier, the Bible's not going to adjust itself to our culture. The culture is going to adjust itself to the Word of God. That's where we're at here. By the grace of God, we're not moving from that. Like it or lump it, it doesn't matter. That's your call. And as I said during the last segment, your blood is off my hands. You know, it's funny. To the modern day church, when Paul said, in giving no offense in his ministry, you know how people take that? Well, I better not offend anybody. Well, listen, it's not like I'm looking to offend on purpose, but do you know what the word offend means? Offend? Webster's 1828. Anything contrary to God's moral law. So offend goes up, not down. Our offenses are towards God in our rebellion towards Him. But when Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said in his ministry that he would give no offense, that means that love worketh no ill. That means he's going to give the truth to you regardless if your flesh likes it or not, because he loves you too much than to leave you in a deception of your own created lies. So, to not give offense in my ministry is making sure that your blood is off my hands, that I told you everything that I'm supposed to tell you. That's what that means. And I've given you the whole counsel of God, not in a false balance, which is an abomination to the Lord, but holding to His Word and giving you the Word. And if I have to preach the law in so doing, then praise God. Because it's the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 2:24. Furthermore, it also justifies. I'm sorry, not justifies, it converts the heart. Psalm 19:7. I want you to listen to this really carefully, okay? Just to have a little fun. When I was doing high school assemblies, one of the things that I would do is I would always use analogies, spiritual analogies. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:14 that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. So you have to give them parables so that they might understand what the Holy Ghost is teaching them in the Spirit, okay? And one of the things I'll ask the kids, and I'm going to ask you too, how many of you guys have ever been to the bathroom before? And all of a sudden the whole arena starts to laugh, right? And then I'll say to them, those that didn't raise their hands, I have to say, you're seriously constipated, right? And then they think that's funny as well. But have you ever been in a bathroom with a dimmer switch on it that you can turn the lights up and you can turn them down? Okay, you begin to gaze at the harrowing sight of your wrinkles, your yellowing teeth, your freckles, guys, your thinning hair, girls, your open pores. But look what happens when you begin to turn the lights down. We used to, in the rock and roll scene, we used to call the clubs, we'd call them the ugly lights are turned on at the end of the night, because the people that you were talking to that looked so good in the dark, when the lights were turned up, all of a sudden they didn't look the way that they looked in the dark. Okay? But look what happens when you turn the lights down. You notice that the more that you turn down the lights, the better you look. The freckles you had with the lights turned all the way up have now faded away. Your yellowing teeth are no longer yellow. Hey, I'm looking pretty good right now. I'll turn the lights down a little more, and my wrinkles are gone. My hair looks really thick. I mean, like, hey, dude, who wouldn't want me, right? This is the parable I give to the kids in the school. But what's interesting, what we do on the show every day is we're not going to the mainstream media and giving you their propaganda, so we can continuously turn the lights down so society looks better. And we as a people justify ourselves in our sin, in our wickedness, in our rebellion. What happens is when the law comes, the commandment comes, the Bible says sin revives. And what I'm doing on this show every day is turning the lights up as bright as I can so you can see who you are in the face of heaven. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. Proverbs 6:23. Folks, again, it's not a planned show. This is a Holy Ghost show, and up to this point, that's all it's been. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Final segment. Thanks for hanging in there with me. And guys, that's why I like the interaction. When I see people posting, when you're calling, I love making it your show. I really, truly do. Because that's how I can answer what people are really going through. Regardless if it's law to the proud or grace to the humble, it matters not. But I do want to say this. It comes from a sincerity of heart towards people. And if anybody ever picks up that that's not where it's coming from, well, you need to get your discerners on, because I can tell you that's where it's coming from. This isn't the kind of a job that you apply for, friends. It's a call, okay? And furthermore, a true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. And that war is within because the light within us is very unhappy about the darkness all around us, right? So therefore, a Christian may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. And hopefully you all understand that by your experiencing the Holy Ghost for yourselves. I want to go over to this really quick. You're seeing this again. Health Impact News is on top of it. They do a great job over there from what I've seen. But Maui fire survivors claim the police prevented people from escaping. Dramatic video footage. This is the tip of the iceberg. I'm not going to go through everything that we went through over the last week, but what we are trying to do is we're giving a voice to the illegally, well, government censored, because that's exactly where this is coming from. And I just had this pulled up a moment ago, and I want you to see this and hear this. FEMA order surfaces for full media blackout of Maui disaster images. We know that the governor right now is trying to assume all of that land. There's a land grab going on. We also highlighted the fact that, friends, anything blue is not destroyed from those covers out in the on the beachfront. And I'm talking about those table covers over the top, the shade covers. They were blue. They didn't burn. If cars were blue, they didn't burn. The Maui millionaires all had the top of their homes in 2020 painted blue, and people were trying to figure out, well, these energy weapons have no force against them in any sense of the word. It will destroy everything else but that color blue. So it's all making more sense. Again, there's a huge land grab going on right now. I just got this from Lahaina, Hawaii. This is an attorney. You can tell that he has been grandfathered into that culture there. And also keep in mind, friends, things aren't, and you're not hearing a whole lot of, from the mainstream media right now concerning what in fact is happening in Hawaii. And again, that's what we want to do, is give voice to them. So let me do that. This is an attorney out of Hawaii right now. Listen carefully as to what he says.
On behalf of the Maialua family, because that's our family from Lahaina, we basically want accountability of people who...
They want accountability.
We have questions in regards to the electric company, why they never turned off the power that day.
The electric company never turned off the power?
People should be held liable.
Oh, by the way, I do want to make clear that you also understand the kids were told to stay home that day. The water was shut off as well. Okay, it's all coming to the light now.
For this, because this is gross negligence. This should be standard operating procedure that power should have been turned off. The police... Why did the police block people from coming and exiting? They had lines of people lined up on Front Street, and people's lives have been lost because of that.
Hello?
Blocking the road over there by Chart House, and that the lines were knocked down from Wahikuli yet. Is it the only place, Kilauea or Mauka, where Halemahaolu burnt down? I was told by people who escaped there on foot that the officer had blocked the road. People could not get out.
Police were blocking the road.
Had to go cut the chain off of the old sugar mill camp area to let people out at the top of Kilauea Mauka, and that's how people got out, because the roads were all blocked. Hundreds of people were backed up there with people in their cars, and a lot of people lost their lives, from what I understand. It needs to be investigated by a third party that is not associated with the government. We don't trust the government because of what has happened.
Wow.
The state wants to purchase all this land.
The state wants to purchase all this land. Why don't they trust the government, folks? Why aren't you hearing any of this from those residents in Maui? Why is there a media blackout right now? Why is there a land grab going on? Why are children missing from that area? Americans, this is a part of your union. And they want real answers, and they're not getting them. Okay? And of course there should be a third-party investigation. Why wouldn't there be? But shouldn't it be the said representatives calling that forth? But it's not, friends. Who profits from the crisis has their hand in the jar, friends, period.
I come in and open it for the working class, and also where the hell does he think that he should get this land? This doesn't belong to the people already. People in Lahaina are angry. Like, I'm an attorney myself. And I question, there's so many things that are questionable that has happened here. And we need to have clarity, transparency on all these things. We were blocked out from coming back into Lahaina. I was blocked out several days. I could not come
in. Listen to this, folks.
People was rioting at the stops. People told us it was fires, but my cousin told me it actually was riots going on over there, right? With the police officers, families wanting to get in. It was bad craziness in the beginning. Now it's all kind of settled down. We're wondering what's on those documents for FEMA. I don't know what's on the documents.
They're wondering what's on the documents of FEMA, an unconstitutional organization that was sent in by the federal government. Again, I want to set this straight so you all understand. The federal government is the tail wagging the dog. Federal government is the creation of the states. Not the other way around. The state should be telling the federal government to stay out right now. This is our land. This is our issue. We can fix it. We can repair it. We'll come up with our own investigation, and we'll bring conclusion to it. But is that what's happening? Nope. The federal government gets involved, and what do? They cover everything up. So we're all ears and we're all eyes on Hawaii right now. And rightfully so, friends, because this is, again, going to happen again and again and again and again. They make a prey of the weak is what they do, folks. And that's how sick these people are. They actually think that when they die, they're going to stand before the Lord and they're going to take everything that they stole from the people in Maui and in the United States or even on a global basis. They actually think within themselves that they're going to bring it with them straight to hell where they belong, right? Read Ecclesiastes 8:11 and you'll understand the wicked men. And if the American church would do their job, this wouldn't be happening right now in any sense of the word.
Myself, I haven't seen any documents. I don't even know. And we're afraid to sign documents because right after that, the governor says, oh, I'm going to take the land.
The governor's saying he's going to take the land in Hawaii.
It's liable for this, grossly negligent, at least if not criminally negligent. And they should clean up all that land, restore that land to the people who own that, because they failed here. They failed. The government failed. And then the last point is this. The water and the issue with that water, why all that water wasn't coming down that mountain? From what I understand...
So the water was completely shut off, so they couldn't put any water to the people. Do you understand, friends, that the Simpsons predicted the fires in Hawaii. It predicted it using energy weapons, which we showed you on the video. Folks, the bad guys always want to suppress the truth. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. That's a promise. That's a mercy of God. It's not going to be suppressed for very long. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does, said William Cullen Bryant. He's exactly right. But folks, this is happening again. Because the people still haven't dealt with the perpetrators. And who is this attorney accusing again? The government. They're grossly negligent, if not criminal. We know it was energy weapons that were used. This guy right here on social media platforms said it wasn't fires. We keep hearing Maui fires. They weren't fires, he said. They weren't fires. We'll hopefully play that for you tomorrow, too. But this is the voice of the people that are being suppressed by the mainstream media. Again, you have to ask yourself the question, why is free speech being suppressed? Listen carefully. Listen carefully, friends. Benjamin Franklin said, whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. Did you hear me? That's what's at hand right now. It's clear as to what's going on here with all this censorship. He just said it. Whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation, the first thing they must begin to do is to subdue the freeness of speech. And I'm talking about lawful speech, not licentious, excessive license speech, which is false grace. That's not freedom, nor does it aid freedom. If we obey the law, guess what? We're a free people. If you don't, you're incarcerated. If you think that's legalistic, go try it out on the street. Go 70 and a 30. See how long it lasts you. And then look at the cop and say, firstly, because you've been taught by the hirelings in this country, to say, who are you to tell me? Who are you to judge me? Tell the police officer that. See how it goes for you. See how it works out for you. And then when he tells you we're going 70 and a 30, say, well, this is legalistic. He's going to laugh at you. He's going to throw you in jail. And he's going to laugh at you all the way down before he throws you in jail and you're judged accordingly, folks. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And we see representatives in this system of representative government not doing their job, but doing just the opposite. And they must be held accountable lawfully.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.